For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, this is Amy L. Adler of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I'm an executive resume writer and the host of Your Job Search podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that comes up time and time again, and that is fear of career change. I started talking about this topic, maybe 5 years ago, because even the most experienced executives reported to me that they were experiencing some level of concern or fear about career change, about getting a new job, about looking for a new job, about leaving their teams, about all the aspects of job search that were unfamiliar to them because they hadn't looked for a job in 20 years. So I wrote a bunch of articles about it. I've been talking about it recently on this podcast. And I will tell you, over the years, I could not have predicted the response that this topic received. I think it means that people are more afraid of changing jobs or changing careers than maybe they're showing. Likely, fear is not an acceptable or a common topic of conversation, especially among extremely well-positioned executive leaders. And I will tell you that I've worked with directors, VPs, presidents, general managers, CEOs, COOs, CFOs. As humble and lovely as these people are, they are, in so many cases, afraid of what comes next. And they can't show it because the executive team is supposed to be, evidently, stoic, proud, fearless. But behind every executive title is a real human being with his or her own attitudes and fears. And if you're listening to this and you feel your heart racing a little bit because this resonates with you, yes, I'm talking to you, and it's okay to be a little worried about what is coming next. So you should know that as an executive, or any level really, but as an executive, you should portray fearlessness every day. So you might quietly stew about your executive job search because you can't show it. You have many reasons then for delaying action on your executive job search. For example, the holidays are coming and you need to maintain stability, or your spouse is in transition to a new role, or you're in the middle of a very exciting or draining or whatever it is, series of projects, and you want to see them through. Or again, your team is counting on you and you can't abandon your team, or your boss is counting on you and you can't abandon your boss. Your company is counting on you because you have quarterly numbers to meet. On the other hand, perhaps you've made tentative overtures into exploring the market, and you're putting a little bit of thought into it. Either way, you're probably in a relatively balanced state of ambivalence, not enough pressure from either side to force a decision. Perhaps this ambivalence comes from the fact that your reasons for staying in your current role have nothing to do with your specific needs. Does that mean you think, or I think, that you're a fearful person, or that you treat every challenge to improve your situation as an opportunity to retreat? No, of course not. That's not the issue. You wouldn't be in the position you're in right now, career-wise, if you rejected chances to grow and change and lead in your industry. So based on the profiles of the executives I've worked with in the past, I would venture to say that you're really good at what you do. You're ready to fight for what your company and your industry and your team needs. And you're a well-known personage. You're an executive leader. You're a mentor. And you're humble, and you're willing to give your team credit rather than take it yourself. Moreover, you probably don't want to rock the boat in which you are standing, but you have to think about your career in terms of your individual needs and requirements for growth. So with that in mind, give yourself some thought. your feelings about going to work every day in your executive role may change from true excitement to straight up dread. Do you hate Monday mornings? Think about it. But the job is yours to love or hate, and you may feel very protective of it. You would never let anyone else disparage you or your company, so you prevent yourself from the close examination of it that might reveal that it is not perfect for you. Because you know how to do your job better than anyone else does, and you've proven that, you might think that moving on to another position would diminish your level of comfort in your role. I venture to guess that you have not shrunk from other types of challenges. So I strongly urge you to consider the idea that just because something is not familiar, it is necessarily bad. And simply because something is familiar, it is not necessarily universally good for you either as you progress through your career. I would encourage you to ask yourself some of the following questions. They are not easy to answer, but your responses might surprise you, either in a good or maybe even in a frustrating way. First question. Did you answer every one of my challenges in the last few minutes with yes, but? Are you sure that what you have in your current executive role is the best situation for you? It could be, but you would have to evaluate it to be certain. Are you afraid that change necessarily means failure? And last, are you afraid that you might not have the experience or know how to succeed outside of your current organization? If you're looking at these questions and answering honestly, you might be able to identify and maybe confront what's holding you back in changing your mindset about your executive job search. No matter how you answer these questions, none of those answers are in any way an indictment of your capability or your willingness to rise to every challenge that confronts you on a professional level. But I hope it does meet you where you are in your thought process about fears related to career change. If you want to talk about your career change or any other aspect of job search, especially resume writing, because that's where I live and breathe, I encourage you to visit me at fivestrengths.com. That's fivestrengths.com. Or call me at 801-810-5627. I'm Amy L. Adler, and I thank you for joining me on your Job Search Coach podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.